Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I have an interesting message here I want to read out. It says, "Hi, Niall. I was wondering if you could talk about vasectomies on your show." Well, not just talk about vasectomies and such, but my wife and I cannot agree on this issue. We're together 15 years, married 10, and we have two beautiful daughters, 3 and 6 months. 3 years of age, obviously, and 6 months. After we had our youngest daughter, my wife said that she was done and didn't want any more. I agreed with her, and she went into contraception. However, she recently asked me to have a vasectomy. She said she didn't want to have, doesn't want to be on contraception anymore, but doesn't want any more children. She said it would be easier and cheaper in the long run for me to have a vasectomy. She also said that she has been the one taking the contraception for years and that basically it was my turn. I was shocked. I said, "That's something I'd ever thought about. Let me be clear. I love my wife and my family and don't ever plan on being away from them. But I have friends who have had marriage breakdowns. They were happy, just as happy as me in the past, but things changed for them. And I don't know if that would ever happen to me. I feel like a vasectomy is a final step in children with no turning back. I can't help but think, what if something did happen to my relationship with my wife and God forbid I ended up wanting more children? It just seems really final. Anyway, I don't know what to do. My wife is adamant that I be the one to get the vasectomy and has been looking up clinics and everything, getting information and prices for me. Maybe somebody could help me with some advice. Should I actually go and have this vasectomy? Now, first of all, I want to see what age he is. It doesn't mention his age. Okay, well, the fact that they're only married 15 to 10 years and they only have two young children, I'm assuming he's probably in his mid-30s. I'm guessing mid-30s, right? So let's just, for argument's sake, guess that he's in his mid-30s. Is he right? Do you think this man should get the vasectomy? Is there anything wrong with asking a man, you know, asking your other half to get a vasectomy? Now, remember, by the way, women can guess the most common one is what they call tube reversal, which is kind of pretty much the same thing. In relation to the statistics on having children, if you decide afterwards to get them reversed, it's pretty much the same for men and women when it comes to tube reversal, although it is a bit more invasive. Both are day ward surgeries. They both cost in and around the same amount of money. But I suppose the argument for women is, well, hold on, I've the one been taking the contraception most of the time. Unless, of course, they're using condoms. I'm the one having the babies here. I'm the one doing all the work. It's your turn. You do something for me. So is she right to ask her husband to have a vasectomy in his mid-30s? Is this woman actually right to ask her husband to have a vasectomy? In relation to, by the way, tube reversal and vasectomies, if you want to have a reversal of the surgery, the success rate for both is in and around 30%. So if you go to the trouble of paying quite a substantial amount of money to get those reversed, you still have only a 30% chance of getting pregnant. For women, once they get over the age of 35 or 40, that obviously percentage goes up, or should I say down, obviously, because as a woman gets older, there's less chance of having a baby anyway. Whereas for men, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, men of 80 and 90 are having babies, for God's sake. Not that I think that's a good idea. All right. Is it fair to ask your husband to have a vasectomy? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or you can text us. That's 087-188-0008. Fergal.
Hiya.
You had a vasectomy last year.
I was on with you afterwards, yeah.
That's what I do remember you, Fergal.
Yeah.
How's the things now? Are they all right?
Grand. Yeah, no bother. Not, like, wouldn't even know what happened.
You shooting blanks?
I hope I am. Not afraid yet, but yeah.
By the way, there has been a few cases of vasectomies where people got pregnant. You do know that.
It's very for the first while, we were like, oh, Jesus.
I know.
And then the month came, we're like, we're grand.
Just go for it, Fergal. just to describe to people, I mean, it's not a hugely invasive operation unless you get an infection or something like that. How long did it take?
I got in there on time for the appointment, so I was like in about 5 minutes, right. And I was out there within the hour.
Right, okay. So
hour and a half.
And it's just two little cuts, isn't it?
It is.
In the scrotum area.
I can't remember where I got my one's up, where I got mine done is up in near Marco Pierre's White Restaurant across from that.
Right, okay.
I can't remember the name of the place, Moore something.
Right, okay.
And he usually does a one incision.
That's grand, isn't it?
There's a newer version of it.
Right.
They go in one side and they get the two of them. So there's only a little scar. There was a little complication of mine to be in and having to go in twice anyway because my the thing wasn't where it should be.
Right. So your vascular tubes, yeah.
Backwards or something. He nicked an artery or something, so he had to seal that up and everything. So,
Jesus.
I was fairly bruised afterwards, but normally...
I'm crossing my legs here even when you tell me about it.
No, it was fine. Like, I felt like it was, for a while there, I was fairly, like, if I took a swift kick there,
right,
that's what it looked like. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Did it feel like you got a swift kick?
It felt like it for a while, yeah.
Right. Oh, gosh. And how long did you have that feeling, the swift kick feeling?
After about 4 days.
Right.
But, like, that was only because there was a problem. You know what
right,
I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I know a mate of mine in the UK, he got it done, and he got an infection, and his scrotum was like grapefruit for about 4 days.
No, mine wasn't that bad.
Right, okay. So, but can I just point out, for most of them, it actually goes perfectly well.
Yeah, absolutely fine. Yeah, he said to me, he says, this happens once every 100.
Yeah. All right. So, afterwards, then, of course, you have to do a few practice sessions.
You send off two samples, yeah.
Yeah, send off two samples. And how long is it before you're allowed, I suppose, you're on a license to trill?
Well, it depends if you are shooting blank. You send out the first one after, I think it's 2 weeks, I can't remember right now. I think it's 2 weeks, and then you send another one after 4 weeks.
Right.
They won't send anything back after the first one, because it's never free, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then after the second one, if it's free, they'll contact you and say, yeah, free to go.
Yeah, off you. Have a ball. Right, well, and now getting back to the decision to do it, how old are you, Fergal?
32.
See, now here's the thing. You're very young, Fergal.
But your man said, like, 32 is world average.
Is it?
It's low for Ireland, but world average.
I suppose that's three babies, really, isn't it, 32? Yeah. Realistically, on average, if you're having a baby every couple of years, it's probably three babies.
Yeah.
But okay, so did your missus suggest it to you, or was it something you suggested to yourself?
We kind of both came to the decision at the same time. Like, it was
and
really
what was that decision based on? The fact that she was on contraception, and a lot of women don't like being on contraception, was
she had very hard time with the girls when they were born. She nearly died with the second one, do you know what I mean? Like she nearly bled out.
Oh, gosh.
And
sorry
so, like,
that.
Her cervix now isn't, there's something with it.
Okay.
She shouldn't have got pregnant in the first place. That's what they said. Like, it shouldn't have been possible.
Right. Okay. So, but thankfully she's okay.
We had two kids.
Yeah.
And it was just her body wouldn't have been able to for it again.
Right. So the last thing she wants is to get pregnant again. Obviously, yeah.
No, but like, but we also agreed. You know what? Two's enough.
Yeah. So
you know, did it dawn on you?
I mean, okay. I'm sure you're happily in love and you're happily married and you love your family and you love your kids, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. But in the real world. In the real world, you know, there's a lot of people will tell you, I love my kids, I love my family, I was happily married, or at least I thought I was, and then X happened or Y happened, and I met somebody else or she met somebody else, and the marriage went awry, and we broke up. It happens very commonly now. There was a research done.
It does.
Only yesterday there was research out that young people are staying together longer, but middle-aged to older people are breaking up a lot sooner now than before. So they reckon the divorce and separation rate is going to go through the ceiling in the next 2 or 3 years when people are allowed to have divorces, right? After 2 years. So is that something that dawned on you, that you say to yourself, I'm 32, what happens if this doesn't work out? What happens at 40 if our marriage breaks down and I meet somebody else and we want to have a child?
Well, even, like, I think I said this to you last time, even if that does happen, which I don't think it will because I'm confident in my marriage, but, you know,
you
never know. But I still have two kids.
I know you have, yeah, but...
That doesn't change the fact that then...
That's great, and you have two kids with your wife. But if you meet somebody else, if you did, and again, I'm sure this is not going to happen to you, I hope it doesn't, but if you met somebody else, you might meet a woman that hasn't had any children, and she wants to have a family with you, and you're very much in love, and your thought process will be completely different.
It could be then, but then I'll say, well, tough.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen then. End of story.
Yeah, I have no interest. I don't even think about much, but if that were to happen, I don't even think I'd want more kids, because... I have to, that, like, just because if I were separated, that wouldn't make two null and void. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're still there. They're still top priority. They're still number one.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I got into a bit of a barney with Helena earlier on, right? Because, and I probably shouldn't have said it, it was a bit sexist of me to say it. I said, I think women should get it done because I think they've less to lose. Now, I know people are going to say, what are you talking about? Let me give you the logic on this. The logic is a man can have a baby or can produce sperm and have children for the rest of his life. Whereas a woman realistically can only have a child up to the age of, say, well, the average would be 40. Over 40 gets a bit risky. And over 45, they tend not to be able to do it anymore anyway, unless they have IVF. So realistically, a woman has less to lose because she's less time to to actually have children. So if a woman gets into a second relationship at 45, she's probably not going to have a child anyway. Whereas a man has more to lose.
But still, like,
is that logical, or am I being a sexist pig?
I think having a baby, it's not just the 9 months of rearing the baby and hoping to have a healthy baby, but just still being able to look after it. I think having a baby at 40, I'm 45 now, it's fairly late to be having a baby, and then you're into your 60s when you're actually getting out of house. Getting out of house. Do you know what I mean?
And can I ask you, in relation to your vasectomy as well, and I'm sure a lot of lads listening who are thinking of doing it or being encouraged by their wives to do it possibly, does it, and I don't want to go too much into the, you know, obviously daytime radio, but the actual, you know, the action later on, after it's
doesn't
done.
Doesn't change a thing.
Not a thing.
I wouldn't even have known. Like, you know, you wouldn't notice.
So nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed in that sense. Like, the drive is still there. The feeling is still the exact same. There's nothing. Like, the actual, the only thing, everything's still happening down there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, he explained the science to me. He said, everything is still happening. It's just not going.
It's just no little, there's no little tadpoles.
It's like a broken water pipe. The water's still coming out of it.
Richie says, as Del Boy once said, where do the tadpoles go?
they get reabsorbed.
Right, well, stay there a second. Let me just go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Kevin?
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Kevin, I mean, it's a big decision, and people take it quite lightly, I think, to have the old tubes tied. You know, I mean, have you had it done? Would you get it done?
Well, I had it done, and 4 years later, out pops. My wife tells me she's pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So everything was good for 4 years, and then all of a sudden, there was an escapee.
Yeah, we both made a decision to, you know, no more kids. And as I said, 4 years later, she told me she was pregnant. We couldn't believe it.
I'm sure you couldn't.
So listen, we had a lovely little girl, and we love her ever since. And she's very special to us. But it's just potluck. They told me, they did say in the clinic where I got it done, I won't name it for obvious reasons, they did say that it's not 100% this, you know, they give you a little bit of counselling before, they tell you don't have to get it done, you'll be right up to the minute, you don't have to get it done, and it's not 100%. So I went in, I got the procedure, like everything that chap said, I'd send away after 2 weeks, send away the force, and send away the set, everything's grand, and then 4 years later, didn't work.
Jesus. The percentage of people who get pregnant after vasectomy, or families that get pregnant after vasectomy, must be very low. It probably is extremely low, the percentage. Because it is pretty final. I mean, they are cutting them. Now, I know what can happen is they can grow back together again.
That's what they said to me. It's very, very rare. They said 1 in 1,000 it can happen. And when I
fairly
the
shitting himself now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going in for a 6 month check now.
When I rang the clinic up, they said it was just me. All the procedures that they had it done, there was me and another fella who was much older than me. And I'm 52 now. And he said the other fella was much older than me.
I know, I'm not talking about you, Kevin, but I do know a guy, this exact thing happened to going back about 10 years ago. And he was 7 years after vasectomy, his wife got pregnant. And he had his suspicions. She told him, vasectomy mustn't have worked, blah, 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 blah. And marriage broke up in the end. It turned out she was having an affair. Now, I'm not suggesting it was happening in your case, Kevin.
No, the baby's the imagery. the little girl is the imagery.
She's definitely yours, yeah.
Honest to God, no, I did think that. I swear to God, I did think that.
You would.
She broke down crying now. I knew. You just know when you love somebody.
Yeah, you know. Of course you do.
Of course you know. I tell you, it's just look how we got on with it. It's just pot looking. I wouldn't change it for the world, Niall.
And how many kids, did you have up to that point when you had the vasectomy?
I had two girls, and I got married at 32.
Right, okay, that was quite late, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the decision you say, everybody says, we made the decision together, but really, was the decision made together, or did your missus just say to you, listen, I don't want
you anymore? No, it was a joint, we had two girls, and we thought that's enough, you know, and that was it, like, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah. And no regrets whatsoever?
No, absolutely not. No.
You wouldn't have had your little girl.
She is her full on and mad little girl, and I love her that bit. But, you know, like, so I do often say to myself, mate, she should be my grandchild, you know what I mean? As I said, I'm 52.
How old are you?
50. I'm 52.
Right, okay. Ooh.
52, yeah.
I don't think I could handle having a very young child. I'm 55.
I know you are, Niall, yeah.
I don't think I could deal with that, Fergal, or Kevin.
No.
All right, but what about Fergal, Kevin? He's 32. Is that a bit young?
I thought, when I was listening to you there, I thought it's a little bit, because as you said, you never know what's around the corner. Please God, it doesn't happen, Fergal, but he could spear up and, you know,
We've pretty much been together since 12.
You've been together since you were 12?
12 or 13, first year.
But you know, Fergal, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, in that case, you're more likely to split up. People who are with childhood sweethearts, as they call them, childhood sweetheart marriages, are actually more likely to break up than those who aren't. Because the problem is that, you know, people who are together since they're 12 or 13 years of age tend not to have had experience other partners and other people.
We did break up for a bit. We didn't stay together. We did break up a bit during college.
All right, okay. Well, maybe that's not too bad. Maybe you both got to have a look around, so to speak.
I broke her heart. She went to New Zealand.
All right, okay. And did you both have a look around, if you know what I mean?
We did.
Yeah, well then that's not too bad, because that's what happens if you're with somebody from a very young age. They tend to want to have a look around then later in life, you know? Yeah. Okay, well, stay there, lads, for a second. I've got to go to here? Oh, James. James, you're a classic kid. How are you doing, James? Yeah, James, sorry, go ahead.
I got the vasectomy many years ago, and what a lot of guys don't realise is that when they do the little cut, there's a little drop of blood left over, and all the antibodies form around that little droplet because the body seems to recognize it as a foreign entity. And over time, kind of a lump appears, and if you're not careful, it could cause problems. So I had to have my lump surgically removed.
Right.
But it was at the time I was going in, I was looking for the reversal, because after I got it done, the marriage had split up and I met my new partner and she wanted kids. I couldn't have them. So we went for the reversal and that didn't work. And then we went for IVF and that did work. And we have a beautiful child now, a girl. Like, she's fantastic.
The reversal is more, from what I know, is more expensive than actually getting it done. Yeah.
And there's really a 90% failure rate.
Well, according to worldwide statistics, 30%. So you have a 30% chance of getting pregnant. And it's pretty much the same with women, by the way, 30% for what they call tube reversal.
The doctor I had, he was fairly good with the handiwork.
Was he? He was down there.
he did it properly.
I don't know if I'd like that job, lads, you know. down playing with other lads' things all day, you know what I mean? I don't think that would be my cup of tea. But James, you're saying here in your comment, and Helena just said in my ear as well, that you think it would be better for a woman to get her tubes tied, so to speak.
Yeah, because what if, and this is the problem, what if the marriage breaks up, he goes away, meets somebody else, he's had a vasectomy and she wants kids. Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, as I said, look, it's devastating for both if that happens, right? If they want to have children with another partner. But a woman has less time. You know what I'm saying? Whereas a man can get a woman pregnant up to the age of 90. Well, the day before he dies, literally.
Yeah.
So we have more to lose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are we being selfish here? Lads, work with me here. Am I being selfish?
Are you planning on spreading your seed till your dying?
No, but Des O'Connor did.
You know what I mean? It's not Bruce Forsyth. It's not just having a baby. You have to be in the right...
Absolutely.
I think when you're in the 40s or 50s, you're pushing age to be minding a baby.
But look at Kevin. Kevin was still well able for it. You know what I mean?
I got on with it.
I mean, I'm only 32, but I wouldn't want a baby in my house now.
I know, but I know you wouldn't. But look, Kevin, there he managed to produce a baby in his 50s.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
don't be taking in that shelf.
I'm just saying. So he managed to get one out. What I'm saying is, if you're a woman at that age, it's less likely. So realistically, you know, James has a point. Men have more to lose. But yet men are the ones who tend to have the vasectomy done.
Well, I think it's down to what the first the email said. Like, oh, she's been doing it for so long now, it's his turn.
Mm-hmm. I find that attitude, and I got that from Helena and Tara and everybody else outside, the girls I was talking to. Yeah, well, look, you know, women do all the hard work and have babies and everything else. But I find that attitude a bit childish. to be honest with you. To say, just saying that, just because I did this, you should do that. That's yeah. You got to be logical about these things.
I'm just saying, like, in relation to the sexist role, like, I'm the stay-at-home dad here, so. Like,
right, okay, well done to you. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so I haven't got that on my. I'm not like saying, "Oh, well, she can go look after that." Yeah. I'm just saying I'm actually on the way to click turn now in a minute.
All right.
But like I don't agree with that. But I do like my wife anyway. She couldn't handle a lot of the stuff. It messed with her system as well. Like due to complications.
Complications. Well, your wife is obviously a different situation because she had her own set of complications.
She had the coil in and everything, and that yeah. didn't. Yeah. She ended up with like little mini strokes and migraines and everything. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, Kevin, you had no complications when you got it done. By the way, no infections or anything like that. No.
No, absolutely no. It was a bit sore for a week or two, a few days after, and a week or two. But that chap just said there, everything was fine. Everything was where you go. You know.
He described it as like getting a kick in the ghoulies. Is that what it felt like to you?
It was extremely sore. Now, you know, it was a 15-minute procedure. I can remember going back a day or two later, going back to work, and I was, and you bend down, you can't feel it a bit. You know.
Yeah. And the same for you, James. Yeah, the same kind of feeling, yeah?
Well, I had...
You the complication, obviously.
I had complications, and it was as a result of coming down the stairs. My young fella at the time was sucking his thumb coming up.
Right.
And as I passed him, he just turned around and goes, "Fucking daddy," and he punched me right into the back.
Oh, God. Sorry. So how long were you out of action for?
Oh, I was out 2 weeks. I could barely walk. I was literally raw.
Swollen, was it?
It was fairly sore now. There were like two pineapples inside me.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't laugh at these things.
But
you're lucky. You know this before you go. There's a possibility that can happen. You know what I mean? And that's, you know...
Yeah, but I had a great laugh in work after it. You know, some of the lads were coming up and they're saying, "Oh, Johnny Offer wants to get the vasectomy done. His wife is trying to get him, like, and
yeah, yeah.
Would you talk to him?" And your man comes along and he says, "You got the vasectomy done." He said, "Was there any complications?" And I said, "No, there was no problem at all. Once I got it done, everything was gone."
It just raised my octave of my voice about 10.
He actually believed it. He went back and lifted the wipe out of it from a height. He says, "I'm not getting it done."
Yeah, it kind of takes away the old testosterone, doesn't it? Oh, yes, yeah. The male testosterone. We're not quite as macho anymore. All right, well, listen, stay there for a second, lads. Keep texting if you can. Keep texting. And the number is 0871880008. This is in relation to an email of a guy who's in his 30s, like Fergal, young man. And his wife wants him to get a vasectomy. They have two kids. She doesn't want any more. The two young children he has, actually, 3 and 6 months. 3 months, 6 months. That means 6 months later. And she's kind of already telling him to get the vasectomy done. I'm asking you, is it a good idea? Or am I being selfish, by the way, by turning around and saying that women have less to lose? I don't want that to come across as being offensive to women, either, by the way, or sexist in any way. But realistically, women can only have a baby up to a certain point, whereas men can have babies kind of until the day they die. So, you know, there's less time lost. So, and in relation to reversal of these procedures, the most common one done for women is called a tube reversal. Most common done for men is vasectomy. And both are reversible. Both have about a 30% success rate after reversal. But as a woman gets older, over the age of 35 and into 40, it goes up to like a 70% less chance of actually having a baby. But that's because there's less chance of a woman having a baby at that point anyway. So in other words, it doesn't really make a huge amount of difference. Laura, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Laura?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Laura, I mean, you're kind of saying that the women should get it done.
Well, if a woman doesn't want any more kids, then I think that it's kind of up to her then. If she doesn't want more kids, get the procedure done.
Right, okay, so she's kind of putting another man under compliment to do it, so to speak.
Look, I asked my husband a couple of years ago to get it done. He was all set to get it done. Then we kind of changed our minds and said we wanted another kid. We had another baby in December.
Congratulations.
I was having the section anyway, so I said, I'll get my tubes tied while I'm having the section.
While you're in there, sure.
Yeah, because first of all, I get it done free.
Yeah.
Huge advantage.
Yeah, I think, how much is the snip these days? About 450, 500.
400, I think, when we finished with about 400 quid.
Yeah, yeah, it's dear enough, isn't it? Unless, can you get it done the medical card? I think you can.
I have no idea, I don't think so.
Oh, I think,
you
I don't
have to
know.
Pay private.
I think you can. Look, I think you can.
It was just as easy for me to get it done while I was down there, bloody blah. But like that, not that he's hopefully going to sneak off and have any more, but I can understand with younger men that there's an issue there.
How old is your husband?
He just turned 50.
All right, okay, so he's not going to be running off and having babies with anybody else anyway.
But hopefully not, but no. But yeah, for younger men, I think it's a huge decision to make.
That's particularly if you're in your 30s, you know what I mean?
That's a massive decision in your 30s to have to make.
Well, it's a don't get me wrong, I don't want to be sexist here. It's a massive decision for a woman to make as well.
It is, of course.
But I know, Lena had to go at me earlier when I said this, I do believe women have less to lose. Because they're going to stop having babies, you know, usually under the age of 40 anyway, because it's risky having children over that age. And by the time they get to 45 menopause, they're not going to be able to have any more children anyway. So realistically, they have less to lose, whereas men can have babies right up to the age of 70 or 80. You know what I mean?
I think the onus is kind of on the person. I think if you're a woman and you're 35 and you say, that's it, I don't want any more kids, 100%, I don't want any more, then you need to take action. Same for a man. If a man reaches 35 and he says, I definitely don't want any more kids, fine, go ahead and have it done. I mean, everybody can change. A woman could meet, you know, a woman could have her tubes tied at 35, could break up with the husband a year later, meet somebody else, decide she wants more kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to come from yourself that you 100% don't want any more kids.
See, the difference with men is if they meet somebody else, they could meet a woman who's never had a child.
Well, that's it, yeah. That's
you know, do you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, who wants to have a child? Where the opposite way around, that's not going to happen because if the woman has already had her children. Now, she might meet somebody else and want to have a child with them, but she's already had children. So there's a kind of difference in the two scenarios. So I do understand what you're saying. So you think from that point of view and from a logical point of view, particularly if a woman is going in and having a baby, that when she has that last baby and makes that decision, she should get it done there and then?
Well, look, I made the decision. I have five kids. My last three were sections. I was more or less told not to have any more sections. So I said, right, that's it.
You can only have three sections, can't you?
Well, technically you're only supposed to have three. I think you can have more, but
yeah,
I certainly wasn't putting myself through that again. But
yeah.
I just said, look, while I'm in there, I get the tubes tied. And they actually cut them now, so I think the chance of reversal is much less likely now.
Right, okay.
Than it used to be. I think there's a difference between the tubes tied and the tubes cut. I'm not sure.
Right, okay. Well, what they do is, it's called, with women now, the most popular one is called tube reversal. So what they actually do is they do cut them, but they turn them inside out to stop them from rejoining together.
Yeah, no, I think the way it was explained to me now, I think it's tubular ligation, they call it, or something. They actually take a piece of the tube out.
Right, okay.
To do with the prevention of ovarian cancer in future, something like that.
Yeah. I think there is other complications, obviously, with women, because women's bodies are obviously completely different to men's. But there's other complications that a lot of women, I hate to describe women as dogs, because I know they're not. You know, when you get your dog neutered, they say it's always better to get everything out because it increases the dog's chance of getting, you know, tumours later in life. And I think it's the same for women. When certain things or certain parts are removed, you're better off getting everything done and getting a hysterectomy or possibly whatever it happens to be, because unfortunately there's more complications with women than there is men.
I hear an argument a lot of the time, you know, like, oh, it's easier for men to get the vasectomy. I don't know if it's easier. I've never been through either or procedure, like.
Yeah, because you were under the operating theatre anyway, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's more or less the same for women if they're going in. I think it is only like keyhole surgery.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I get Helena to check, actually. Tubal reversal for women. I'm sure it's just day ward. I don't think it's huge surgery. I think they can do it just like men. They can do it to a little hole.
I think so. I think it's keyhole. But I mean, it still goes back to the same thing. If you're a man and you really don't want any more kids, fine, go and get it done. But I think women putting pressure on men to do these things.
But that's the way it seems to be. Because every time I've heard about it, it's, you know, okay, the lads always say, oh, we decided together. But it usually isn't together. It's usually the woman saying, you better get your tubes tied. Okay, well, stay there and say, because I've got another James here. James, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Now, you got a vasectomy, and it was a united decision.
Yes.
But was it really a united decision, or did your missus say to you, I think it's best if you get your tubes tied? And you went, yeah, I think you're right.
It was the decision because the two of us met quite late in life when we were in sort of 40.
Yeah.
And we decided that we didn't want to have any children. She didn't have any children at all.
Yeah, oh, okay.
We were one of these odd couples that just...
No, there's nothing odd about it. It's just a choice.
We don't want to have children, and that's it.
Yeah.
She has a lot of nieces and nephews, so she looks after them. I was never really interested in having children, full stop, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And in a way, when we met, it was kind of one of those tick box things we went through to see that we were suited to each other.
It is unusual, but it's not uncommon. I mean, look, but I don't get this whole idea of people frowning upon those who don't want children. If you don't want children, you don't want children, you know?
You'd be surprised.
Why, did you get a bit of that? Did you get people frowning?
Some people think, you know, you're a bit odd that you haven't had children. There must be something wrong if you medically want to or something like that. You know, especially, no disrespect towards women, but they look towards other women when they're... there's no children and they've been married and there must be something wrong with either one of them or something like that. But it wasn't. It was just that we didn't want to have children. And I went to the GP and explained to him that I was thinking of having the vasectomy. And he said, OK, he gave me a recommendation here in Dublin. I went to see the doctor at the clinic and he said, OK, he said, come back to me in about 6 months time and let me know, or earlier if you're definitely sure. So we sat about it for about a year.
Yeah.
And then eventually went back and I said, yeah, okay, we're good to go on this. We're definitely sure. And he said, all right. So he gave us an appointment date. He gave me two Valium tablets in an envelope. And he said, about 2 or 3 hours before you come to the clinic, take the Valium tablets. And I did. And I was exceedingly happy.
a bit zonked, yeah.
Yeah, I was slightly way with the fairies. I suppose the most worst part of the whole procedures, apart from being anaesthetized down in the nether regions, was having a completely strange woman holding up my wagger while he worked away. So that was the worst part of it, really, you know.
As many men would pay for that, by the way, can I just...
Yeah, well, I was paying for it, but it wasn't in the context that most men would think was pleasant. So,
And were you sore afterwards?
I was... Yeah, but the recommendations is don't wear any tight underwear for a couple of days, and things swelled up a bit and changed colour to a sort of very sort of...
Purple,
yeah, and it all became a bit of a laughing joke to a certain extent. But, you know, after 3 or 4 days, it settled back down. But to be honest with you, it's a relief to a certain extent, no pun intended, that that we're not concerned or worried
about pregnancy,
to have children accidentally. Yeah. And
although it does happen, you heard Kevin earlier on there, it does happen. And can.
It does happen, yeah.
Very rarely.
Very, very rarely, you know, in a blue moon sort of situation. But I thought it was fair enough that I didn't want my wife to be constantly filling her body with chemicals to stop being pregnant. And it was a decision that we were definitely sure of. And I thought, well, even if I did meet another person further down the road, later years in life, there is no way I want to be pregnant.
Yeah, because it was actually your... in your case, it was different. You didn't want children anyway. And you're not the kind of person, as a man, who wants to have children. So that's fine. Even if you meet another partner, you're still not going to... That's not going to change how you feel about having children.
No, it's not going to change my view at all.
Yeah. And by the way, just to answer the question somebody asked earlier on, I think when we were talking earlier on there to Laura, in relation to the female version, tubal occlusion is usually performed under general anaesthetic. It takes about 30 minutes, so pretty much the same as men, and women are return home on the same day. So you can get that, it happens the same day. Another person texted in about what you were talking about, tubal ligation, done years ago, and it's done, it was also keyhole surgery as well, that comes in from Phil and Cork. I mean, this idea that it's worse for a woman to get it done, I don't think so. I think both surgeries take equal amount of time, and they're probably equally as painful.
I probably agree with you to a certain extent. The interesting thing is when I told my friends or my mates this is what I've done, and these are, let's say, friends that have had maybe 3 or 4 children, they nearly curled up in the ball and ran away to a certain extent. The thought that you were being, how we say, sterilized, you weren't really... one guy says, you're not really a man anymore to a certain
extent. That was a line from years ago. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Frances. Frances, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Frances?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
How you doing? You heard Laura there before the break, and she suggests that maybe women would be better doing it than men because it's a bit more, I'm not going to say it's more final, but obviously men have a use for that area a lot longer than women.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think if somebody wants a modification to their body in any way, it's down to that person to make that decision. I don't think pressure should be put on anybody to you know, this emotional blackmail thing of, you know, well, I had the kids, you know, it's your turn. I don't go with that, you know, I really don't. I think if a fella doesn't want it, mm-hmm. he shouldn't get it. And I think that, you know, really, if a woman doesn't want children, she'll make every effort not to have them. You know, mm-hmm. so... No, I agree with that other lady there. I really do think that men shouldn't be pressured into it.
It says on the screen here, Francis has imagined the outrage if a man demanded a woman have her tubes tied.
You know? Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. But it does, I mean, I know blokes say, oh, we decided together. They tend not to decide together. It's usually the wife saying, get your tubes tied, and him going, okay, love.
So, yeah, well, I never subscribe to this, it takes two to tango. Anyway, I don't agree with that philosophy at all. I think if you don't want a child and you genuinely do not want a child, you won't have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's always, you know, an underlying, well, maybe, well, it won't really matter if we do, kind of that scenario.
See, I think, and Laura pointed out, made a good point too, if the marriage breaks up, right, which is always what we're talking about here when we talk about vasectomies and sterilization and everything else, right? So mm-hmm. if the marriage breaks up, a woman may have already, the reason they would have had this done is that they already had children in most cases, mm-hmm. With the exception of our previous caller, but they already had children. So the woman has already had children. And the man might meet another woman who hasn't had children.
Exactly.
Whereas if the woman meets another man, she's already had children. Now, she might want to have children with the new man as well. I understand that. But she's already had the, you know, the experience of having children.
But you can be damn sure if that woman has had children in a previous relationship and she's adamant she doesn't want children, she won't accidentally get pregnant. I can guarantee that. Very, very seldom that happens, you know. If you don't want something to happen, you do take precautions for it not to happen. And at the end of the day, it's the woman that carries the child. So I really do think that it's her responsibility not to get pregnant if that's the way she feels about it, you know?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.